It's amazing how much there is still to talk about Shai Zichron Levracha, even though so much has already been said. It's a sign that he was indeed a complete person. Hashem created the world so that three things should be performed in this world: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Learning Torah, Avodah, which is Karbanis, which today we have Tefillah, and doing Chesed. Shai, to a certain extent, was mashal himself in these three areas. We know about the Lahasmoda, the Shmiras Hasdarim, the Shai had, the Tefillah, which was discussed here before, the Tehillim that he used to say, and the Chesed, and High Lifeline, and all the chasadim that he did for people here in Yeshiva. A certain shleimus in these three areas which the Bereshit created the world, that people shouldn't be involved in these activities. But what's the common, what was the common denominator, a common thread that was visible throughout all the activities that Shai did? I think maybe it would be the pleasantness and the sweetness with which he did them. He enjoyed davening. He enjoyed helping campers of High Lifeline and by giving them the moral support that they so desperately need. And even though learning was hard for Shai, it wasn't easy at all. But at the end of the day, he enjoyed the progress that he was making in his learning. How is he able to enjoy all these activities? For us, it's hard to come to have a simcha in these areas. How did he enjoy it? For us, it's elusive. It's hard for us to find a simcha in this, in these areas. How did he get to that simcha? So let's examine Kapitel Yutes. If Shai was here, he would say immediately which kapitel it is. We say, happen to say it every Shabbos. Shemai Misapim Kvoy Kel. It's the first one that we say for Pesukah Dezimra of Shabbos. And the pasuk there says, Hanechem Odim Mizav Divrei Torah. It's discussing the words of Torah. Hanechem Odim Mizav Mipol Zrov. It's Nechmod. Divrei Torah Nechmodim, which we'll define in a moment. More than gold and precious jewels. Umesukim Midvash Fenoifes Suvim. And it's sweeter than honey and flowing honey, the same lashon. What does the word nechmod mean? Just curious, where do we have, else have it in davening? The yatsa v'nochen v'kayim yor nemon v'nechmod. Which is one of the attributes, hanechmodim. What's the shoresh of the word hanechmodim? What's the root word? I think pasha, the root word is chemda, is desire, a longing. A longing. Hanechmadim, you desire, it's more desired than gold and precious jewels. Chemda. Once we've come to that definition, we can understand the connection between the two statements. First, David HaMelech tells Hanechmadim mizah mipazrav. It's more desired and longed for than gold and all the precious things in the world. And then, umesukim midvash v'noifesukim, it's sweeter than honey. Why is first David HaMelech say, first talking about the longing, the desire for it, and then the preciousness? And then the sweetness of it? The answer is pashut. The more desire you have, the more you want it, the more precious it is to you. If it's so precious, oh, is it kishmak when you get it? When you really want something, you have a chemda for it, you really, really want it, and you achieve it, and you acquire it. Ah, it's aziz, it's sweet. That's what I was looking for. I achieved what I wanted. I achieved my goal. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Hanechmodim nizo mipoz rov. If you have such a desire for divrei Torah and mitzvahs, so then it's mesukim medvash v'noifes suvim, then it's really sweet to you, because you've acquired what you really want. And that brings tremendous satisfaction. Every word of Torah that Shai learned, learned was precious to him. It was precious. Every tefillah that he done was precious. Every chesed that he did was something that was so chaviv to him. So no wonder it was sweet. Avada was sweet to him. He loved everything he did. This is what he wanted. This was what was chashuv to him. This is what was important to him. If it's important and you're able to do it and you acquire it, so of course it's enjoyable. That may be one reason why we see the pleasantness, how Shai Zechon Levar was able to get that sweetness and enjoyment in Torah Mitzvahs. I think there might be another dimension here. Another explanation to understand how he achieved it. And that was only revealed after Shai's Petira. The Cheshbon HaNefesh notebook that was found afterwards revealed to us the great internal changes that were going on inside Shai's neshama. When a person sees himself changing, you see yourself become a greater and a more sublime person, it brings you great joy. When a person sees himself acquiring more self-control over himself, when he sees himself that he becomes more focused on other people and less focused on himself, it brings him more simcha. Yeah, you realize, hey, I'm not just a bag of bones cloaked in flesh and blood. I have a beautiful neshama inside of me with greatness that's waiting to come to the fore. That's what I have inside of me. And you discover it. Shai, if you see from that notebook, start to touch that greatness. By observing those internal changes that were going on inside himself, this might have propelled Shai to perform those activities that were creating those changes, namely the Torah Mitzvahs, with greater simcha. He was so happy with the changes that were happening inside himself, he wanted more of it. Nothing brings a person more satisfaction than when he sees real spiritual growth inside himself. Let's conclude by asking one more question. What got motivated Shai to get started? How did he get started? How did he get this? So good. So this is what we saw in the end product. But how did he get started? What started him off? Where did he get the zeal to want to put so much effort into learning? What made him take davening seriously? What happened? Was he a child prodigy from when he was a little kid? I don't think so. So Takas, how did he get started? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav, says as follows. Kach hidarkei shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas b'melach toichel, you eat. If a person wants to be zeichet Torah properly, you eat bread with salt. Umbayim ba mesura tishte. You drink plain water. Rachai tzara tichte. B'alor tzishin, excuse me, you sleep on the ground. B'chai tzara tichte. It's a difficult physical life. Uba Torah to omel. And a person toils and works in Torah. And the Mishnah says, if you do so, v'im ata oisekei. If you do so, then Ashrecha v'toivlach. It's fortunate and it will be good for you. Ashrecha boilam hazeh. It's good. Your fortune in this world, v'toivlach lo mabon. It's good for you and all mabon. The Mishnah is describing to us what the path of Torah is, how a person can be zeuche, really, to internalize Torah. So what's the necessity for the Mishnah to tell us, v'im ata oisekei? If you do it, then Ashrecha v'toivlach. We're describing the Derech of Torah. Kachi Darkish, this is what you're supposed to do. And the Mishnah says, Vimata Oisike. If you do so, it's partial. Why do you have to do it? I believe I heard B'Shem, maybe the others, but maybe Shapiro Zatzal, I think it was him, that he said that we could talk about the greatness and the beauty of the Torah lifestyle. But if you don't live it, you won't be able to understand it. We could talk philosophically about it from today till tomorrow. But if you're not ready to live such a lifestyle, you won't appreciate it. Now, we hear so many shmuzim about how great it is to live al pi Torah, b'chaya Torah. And we know it's good. But we hear it and we hem and haw about it. We say it's too hard. I don't want to do it. I want to watch the football game. I'll admit it to Ritzin. Shayu was a v'ma'at oisekein yid. That's what he was. He heard things in yeshiva, he heard shmuzim, and he heard things, and he said, I'm going to try it, I'm going to do it. And once he decided to do it, he saw how sweet it was. He said, this is what I should be doing. That's what motivated him. He heard things, and he acted on it. He was a ma'at oisekein. Let's try to learn from his example to become such a yidin also. Then when we hear things, let's be ready to put into practice. Let's do it. If we hear shmooze about something, let's try to see how we can work, whether it's in midas or in any area. Let's try to actualize. Let's try to do it. And if we'll do it, and we'll try it, you'll see it's enjoyable. We know Shai was a person, Ashrecha b'toivloch. He was fortunate. He had, as we said before, the sweetness and the pleasantness when he did his Torah mitzvahs. We could say for sure, the Torah l'olam haba.